Seth Jones, the wide receiver from Shadow Creek. They, of course, play in the state championship game Friday against Denton Ryan. Just wrapped up practice, and we appreciate Seth's time. He signed today with Baylor. What did, and this is a lot of things going on at once for you, young man, but what did today and signing today, what did it mean to you and the family?
It was a great experience. It's a blessing that I can go to college for free, and my parents don't have to stress over paying for college for me, and I get to play football at the next level.
All right, well, look, I got an important question for you. What did you think of your puppet?
I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I didn't think they were going to do that, but it was pretty cool how they put the little blonde wig on him.
Were you also in the car?
In the video? In my commitment video?
Yeah. In the commit, didn't they have you in, weren't you in the car that was spinning out green smoke, or was that somebody else?
Yeah, that was me in the car when me and my commitment video. So with they recreated it with a Muppet.
In the license plate, you dig, right?
Yeah. That's my custom license plate.
Yeah, I know, and they, but when you saw that, and you weren't expecting that, but then all of a sudden it went viral, and Coach Rule popped off and on Twitter, and there are people, of course, not everybody likes everything. He said that he loved the fact that the players loved it, and it includes you and many others as well today. What was that something that kind of just made the day extra special, and it kind of separated Baylor?
Yeah, it was great because Coach Rule has a lot. He has a good connection with all his players, and he talks to us a lot. More than a lot of head coaches talk to their recruiting players.
When did you first meet him, and what was that like? And can you kind of give us a little bit about what swayed you pretty quickly that Baylor was on your radar?
I met him in the summer when I came to camp with him. And right off the bat, I felt the vibe. He was a cool dude. And I felt that he had a lot to offer me if I came to Baylor.
You know, we talked to Drake Dabney, one of your fellow signees, earlier today, and he talked about the word development, about how the coaches use that again and again and again, about developing as a player. How much was that a factor for you?
It was a lot because Baylor, they kind of came off a bad losing streak a couple years ago. And this year, coming out 9-0 and becoming seventh and entering the Sugar Bowl, and Georgia is a big place in college football, and the way they developed is kind of cool.
How close... And this is not a large class, and in the end there'll be maybe 5, 6, 8 more people, who knows, because there's a lot of people coming back from this roster. They don't lose a lot, although they lose some key people. How close is this signing class? Because we've had others in the past where they kind of kept in touch, and there was kind of a rallying cry and maybe group text, and Drake has come in around late. He said he hadn't been a part of that yet. Is there any of that at all, Seth, with this class?
Oh, yeah, we have a group chat on Snapchat that we talk almost every day on. And just communicate, and once we get like more commits, we add all of them to the group chat and welcome them in.
What's it been like to get to know guys during visits, but also just kind of keep in touch as you've seen Baylor with the success they've had?
It's been cool to create a bond before I even get there with some of the guys that I'll be going there with next year.
Hey, you have you have been very excited, and obviously anyone that signs a Division I or any kind of college football scholarship should be excited no matter what the level, whatever school it is. But you've been out there. You've been one of the main guys in promoting this Baylor football program in this recruiting class. Was that just something that came naturally to you?
Yeah, it came naturally, and I wanted to, you know, like kind of give Baylor a good eye so that they can get more guys to come in and commit, and we have a good class for the next years, and we make another stand again.
How much now do you start recruiting even more with those who couldn't sign today that still want to come to Baylor that might have to wait until February, which also then means there's another month or two where other people can get in there, get in maybe on their radar?
Just keep recruiting. Hopefully a lot of more guys commit, and just keep telling them what Baylor has to offer.
What does Baylor have to offer?
A great development program. The coaching staff, they're close with all the guys. It's like a brotherhood. They bring you in like their own son, and it just felt like home.
All right, you do have a game coming up on Friday night. 2 15-0s going head to head at AT&T Stadium. You've had a remarkable run at Shadow Creek for the last couple of years. What would it mean to go away with the state championship after this week?
Well, it'd be a blessing to go away with state championship for my final high school game. You know, after this is everybody's going to be just as good as each other. We're all D1, so this will be the last somewhat easy game, so it'd be cool to win a state championship.
And Shadow Creek is how old is Shadow Creek High School?
This is the fourth year.
Fourth year.
Wow.
Back-to-back state title appearances. How the heck did that happen?
I don't even know. Just development and God on our side.
Hey, Seth, thanks for being a part of the show. I know you've had a busy, long day. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks for your time. Good luck Friday night.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon. Seth Jones from Shadow Creek High School.